morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is December 14th, 2021. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Should I do like a Christmas countdown? Like, I know not everyone celebrates Christmas, but like, especially in the US, like, whether you celebrate or not, you are dealing with it in some point or another. Should I? Well, it is 11 days till Christmas Day. Today's episode is brought to you by A Curious Future. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "We do not have the right to feel happiness. We must help ourselves. After destiny has delivered what it delivers, we are responsible for our lives." By Cheryl Strayed. Cheryl Strayed, I'm pretty sure Cheryl Strayed was that person they did a movie on back in like 2013. Reese Witherspoon played her. Basically, the whole, from what I remember, probably poorly, is like she had a really kind of like rough childhood, which led to a pretty rough life. And kind of just having enough of kind of feeling as if she had maybe got, like, I guess having had enough of, like, life's bullshit and her own bullshit. Like, they did not, like, sugarcoat that she also had not made great decisions in her life. Decided to do this, like, really infamous trail, like, hiking trail. And it's a good story. I think like 2013-ish. Reese Witherspoon. And Cheryl Strayed, I remember, is not her real name. All right, so what are we drinking today? I'm going to take a sip quietly. We are drinking Orange Besom. Orange Besom is a rich chocolate sweet orange confectionery tea with citrus that uplifts with warm chocolate. It is grounding and smooth and lovely and chocolate oranges. It is available on sipaspell.com. This tea has caffeine. BT dubs. It has caffeine. And while I do, in my mind, it's ideal for the dark half of the year, I can see it as like a late night summer enjoyable thing because of the citrus. But in my mind, it really is a dark half of the year type of tea. It has caffeine. It is a pura tea with orange, cacao nibs, blue corn flowers, and some orange and chocolate flavoring. So we're going to talk a little bit about pura tea today. This comes to us from one of my favorite websites, healthline.com. So pura tea, benefits, side effects, dosage, and more. So pura tea is a unique type of fermented tea that traditionally is made in the Yunnan province of China. It's made from the leaves of a tree known as the wild old tree, which grows in the region. Although there are other types of fermented tea like kombucha, pura tea is different because the leaves themselves are fermented rather than the tea itself. So kombucha, you make the tea, then you ferment that drink, like the liquid. With this tea, you don't ferment the tea, you ferment the leaves. So, yeah. They believe pura tea can help promote weight loss. There is some limited evidence to support this. Animal and test tube studies have shown that pura tea may help synthesize fewer new fats while burning more stored fats. It can help improve cholesterol. Several studies observed that supplementing with pura tea extract benefits blood fat levels. It could inhibit cancer growth. In test tube studies, extracts have killed breast cancer, oral cancer, and colon cancer cells. It may boost liver health because it can help decrease fat accumulation. Parati may help or reverse non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, a disease which excess fat accumulates in your liver. However, this has only been noted in animal research thus far. Now, there are some side effects and precautions. So, most of the side effects of Parati comes from its caffeine content. So, depending on the strength of the brew, this tea can contain about 30 to 100 grams of caffeine per cup. Most people can tolerate about 400 milligrams of caffeine daily. So, there are some side effects if you drink just like an excessive amount of caffeine, such as insomnia, dizziness, shaking, dehydrations, change of the heart's rhythm, diarrhea, or excessive urination. So, you know, caffeine, we got to be careful with it. My old best friend, she has a story about how she like had a first day of a new job and she was just so nervous that she kept just downing coffee, like cups and cups of coffee. And she said she thought she was going to die, like, because she just drank too much. And like, it just, ooh, yeah, she said she had like an attack. And it was crazy. So you just got to be careful. You got to think about the things because we all love coffee. All right, moving into some headlines. This comes to us from NewYorkTimes.com, or it should, but there's a paywall. No. Does something happen where there's not a paywall and then you go back and then suddenly there's a paywall? Let's see. No. I thought I had it. Oh my gosh. They do this on purpose, you guys. Well, obviously. Oh, I think I got it. I got it. Okay, here we go. Oof. Space pagans and smartphone witches, where tech meets mysticism. This comes from the NewYorkTimes.com. Written by Josie Thaddeus Jones. Thaddeus, that's such a great name. This comes out to us from Dortmund, Germany. Let's use smartphones and tarot cards to connect to spirits, reads the writing on the wall, illuminated in soft ultraviolet light. Let's manufacture DIY devices to listen to invisible worlds. So this is really fun. The incantations printed as wallpaper are part of the French artist Lucille Olympe Hott's Cyber Witches Manifesto, an installation in a show called Techno Shamanism that is at the Hardware Mieden Kirst Viren of Dortmund, Germany, through March 6, 2022. So the group show, which brings together the work of 12 artists and collectives, explores the connections between technology and esoteric ancestral beliefs. In our always online lives, the supernatural is having a high-tech moment. Spirituality is all over our feeds. The self-help guru Deepak Chopra has co-founded his own NFT platform, witches are reading tarot on TikTok, and the AI-driven astrology app CoStar has been downloaded more than 20 million times. Dr. Jeffrey Colbert, an assistant professor who researches belief in digital anthropography at Penn State Harrisburg, has an explanation. Quote, because of the globalizing potential of the internet, people have access to belief traditions that were not easily accessible to them before, he said. In the United States, a growing number of people identify as, quote, spiritual, unquote, but not, quote, religious, unquote. He noted, adding that the internet allowed people to discover and select and combine spiritual traditions that most appealed to them. The curator of techno shamanism, Inc. Arns, said on a recent tour of the show that contemporary artists also recognize the widespread presence of esoteric spirituality in the digital space. I was asking myself, how come in different parts of the world there is strange interest in not only reactivating ancestral knowledge, but bringing this together with technology, she said. Often for artists, the answer comes down to anxiety about the environment, Arns said. People realize we are in very dire situations, she added, from burning coal to fossil fuels, and it's not stopping. Ancient belief systems that were more in tune with nature combined with new technology were providing a sense of hope for artists in facing the climate change, she says, or the climate crisis, she says. While technological process is often seen as damaging to the environment, artists, indigenous activists, and hackers were trying to reclaim technology for their own esoteric purposes. said Fabian Borges, a Brazilian researcher and member of a network called Tecnoshamanismo. That collection organizes meetings and festivals in which participants use devices using DIY hacked robots to connect to ancestral belief systems and natural world. So this is a really cool kind of art installation. There, I do have a link to the article. I think if it's like your first time going there, there isn't a paywall. Because obviously I had to get to this article, right? So it's a begin with. But they have some photos of the art installation as well as more quotes from the artists. And they are really cool. Like really fascinating. I like want to describe the photos to you, but I don't even have the vocabulary to explain them. So definitely check it out. It's pretty cool that this is going on all the way till March 2022 of this like techno shamanism. Yeah, Cyber Witches Manifesto. It's really cool. So yeah, check it out. All right, witches. I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, December 14th. The waxing gibbous moon moves from the quick burning fires of Aries to the slow moving plod of Taurus by noon today. Here, the moon conjoins Uranus and squares Saturn. The moon continues its trine to Mercury, so we may want to discuss how we've been feeling about the social strife we've been seeing. Mercury is in Capricorn, so we're more likely to be solutions oriented in this discussion. The moon's ruler, Venus, is conjunct Pluto, so we want these discussions to be deep and substantive. While you may or may not be directly related, involved in, or responsible for the disruptions that you're seeing, the best way to use this energy is to take some time out to assist, or at the very least, give some encouragement to people you know who are in the thick of it. Knowing that you are behind them may just give them the motivation they need to put up the good fight. Your daily moon mantra is, sometimes the little things you do for others occupy the biggest part of their hearts. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
This episode is brought to you by Chiffon Duncan Illustration. The artist behind the Witch Daily Oracle is now offering prints and cards at shifdraws.com/shop. SIOBH draws.com/shop. And just for our coven of listeners, use code WITCH at checkout for 15% off your order. Be sure to follow along on Instagram and TikTok at Shuff Draws for more spellbinding sketches. All right, so we have a question from listener Chao. Is it Chao? C-A-I-O? Chao? Let me double check that. Yes, so I'm pretty sure this is a witch win from listener Chao. Chao says, Tanya, I was having a day. I was angry with myself for failing. Oh, falling for a stupid healthcare scam. Oh, this is why I wanted to talk about this. It's scam season, you guys. And we're going to talk because you know how I feel about scams. I have a lot of feelings about it. So we're going to talk about it. But let's read Chow's write in and then we're going to talk. You and me, we're going to have a conversation. Tanya, I was having a day. I was angry with myself for falling for a stupid healthcare scam. I was so angry for spending my hard-earned money on a bunch of bull. Then as I was leaving work, I listened to the December 2nd episode and you gave me a shout out and all was right in my world. I was looking forward to my rando shout out. Will I be a starfish? Will I be a warthog? And the shout out never came, but that was okay. And then it did come, and it was on a day I really, really needed it. So thank you for the magical moment. So Jennifer actually responded to this, and then I want to respond to what Jennifer says. Jennifer says, a note about scams. Don't beat yourself up for falling for one, even if you knew precautions and didn't follow them, forgot them, or the scammer won your trust. Yes, we should take precautions, but no one's perfect, and there are so many scams out there. You can't possibly know how to prevent them all. Most importantly, don't blame yourself or a victim for doing something, even if it was careless. Again, yes, you should have been careful and aware. Use precaution, but nothing gave the scammer the right to do what they did, no matter how careless you might have been. Let's see. That doesn't give someone else the right to take advantage, manipulate, steal, trick, or otherwise harm you. Put the blame where it lies, with the one who caused the harm and took something he or she had no right to. You have nothing to feel guilty about. So, 'tis the season for scams, and I wholeheartedly agree with Jennifer. I definitely, you know, we do have to take precautions. I was having a conversation with one of our podcast listeners where I mentioned, hey, you know, you have to be careful when you maybe post your location on like social media. And the response was, well, we shouldn't have to. And it's like, well, yeah, we shouldn't have to. Like in a perfect world, we shouldn't have to take precautions. But we live in a real world where people are stalked and murdered and bad things happen to good people. So, yeah, we shouldn't have to, but guess what? That's the world we live in, and we got to be careful, especially if you are someone who could be particularly prone to being a target, or if you already have people who are kind of out to get you in some way. That being said, scams have gotten so good, and they will always get good. Scammers will always be a few steps ahead of us because that's just how it is. I worked in a financial institution for a while, and the number of scams I would see come through the door were crazy. And like, but then they were good. Like you didn't know right away that they were scams. And one thing I've noticed is that from what I've seen, because, you know, we get email scams and text scams. They'll be like, hey, you paid your bill. Click here for a whatever. And it's like, you really have to fuel so much off instinct when it comes to scams. Because sometimes I'll see one, like, come through my email, and I'm like, this is so believable. This email is so believable. And the only reason I'm not clicking it is because my gut's telling me not to. And, like, no, but not everyone is going to have that gut feeling. And it scares me, the number of scams. So I'm going to talk about some common scams that we're going to see around this time of year, just based off my, you know, what I see in the world. I will again promote Scam Goddess Podcast. It is one of my favorite podcasts. If you listen to it, you are not only promoting, a comedian. I just like comedians. A comedian, a young and upcoming female comedian, a Black comedian, so we talked about diversifying your consumption. So this is a great way to give clicks and views and help support other people than me. Scam Goddess Podcast, not only does Lacey go over different historical scams, like things that have happened in the past, but every episode they have people write in about new scams, and then they go over different new scams. So it's just a good way to kind of be up to date on like what's happening. And she's a comedian, so it's hilarious, obviously. But the ones we're going to see this year, number one, we are going to see MLMs, multi-level marketing. They have caught on to the fact that people are realizing MLMs are scammy. So they're now calling it, they have a new name for it now, social marketing. So if you hear anyone, most likely someone you went to high school with who was probably a little mean to you and has never talked to you again, but like now it's 15 years later and they have a special opportunity for you. Bullshit. MLMs, multi-level marketing. Now they're calling it social marketing or influence marketing. Basically what this is it's a pyramid scheme with products. So if you don't know what a pyramid scheme is the idea of you have one person like at the top. They sell an idea to two people below them, let's say for $50, right? So it's like, well, I'm going to sell this idea to, if I'm A, the top of the pyramid, I'm going to sell it to B and C for $50. I now have $100. They sell it to two people each. They get $50, but they give me $25. So, and it keeps going, going, going. I'm making all this money, and it fully relies on the people at the bottom to keep getting money out of other people. So MLMs is the same idea, but just with fake products. So instead of selling an idea, they're just selling products to the representatives or the quote unquote business owners, unquote. So basically, people in MLMs don't make their money from selling their shampoo, their vitamin, their whatever to you and me, because they don't care about selling the product. But selling the product doesn't make anyone money. They need to sell the idea to people, and that's how they make their money. So opportunities from people you went to high school with, no. There's financial versions of this where it's like crypto MLMs. Just don't. If it seems too good to be true, it is. Hey, you want to make full-time income? Make as much money as you want from your phone 2 hours a day? No. You are more likely to be a victim of this, of these people, if you are a new mother. Female. They really go after women. They go after new mothers because they use your baby against you. They're like, well, don't you want to be home with your child? They also like to go after really religious people. So like Christians, they really like to go for Christians too. So just be careful about that. Another scam you'll see, there was a bourbon version of this last year, but they call it Secret Sister on Facebook. And they'll be like, Secret Sister, like send one gift, get three gifts. Like it's a scam. Don't do it. Just don't. This is just the time of year to have your walls up. Assume everyone is scamming you. It sucks, but it's just, yeah. We saw it last year really bad because of everyone losing their jobs. And unfortunately, these people saw it as an opportunity to just drain you of your stimulus money. And yeah, so 'tis the season. I'm glad we had this conversation. Thank you for indulging me. All right, so we have a question from Alana. Alana says, I have a little witch win. I went into my second surgery for endometriosis, and I had prayed to my ancestors and Hecate. My great-grandmother always visits my grandma in form of a cardinal. When I went to surgery, my grandma told me she saw two beautiful cardinals right outside her window. I asked for a little protection going in. Immediately, my grandma knew that she was watching over me. So, yay, witch win, Alana. All right, witches, we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to listener Vanessa. Vanessa, you dapper, talented Loch Ness monster. I also want to give a shout out to listener Katie Garcia. Katie, you earthy, brilliant Wendigo. And then finally, Kim Dunn. Kim, you tenacious, esoteric leprechaun. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate it. Now, before we leave, we do have a card pull. Our card today is the Peacock from the Cosmic Creatures deck by Gracie Dong. Peacock is all about beauty, integrity, and virtue. A regal bird imbued with honor and glory, the peacock embodies splendor and sophistication through its connection with beauty and reveals its power by showing its true colors. The peacock reminds you to live according to your highest values and have the respect for yourself to move through the world with integrity and virtue. Your perspective is defined by a high set of morals, which helps you navigate the world and hold your head up high when you encounter trouble. Summon the peacock to help you handle these situations with class, keeping your vibration high when dealing with low-level beings. The peacock protects your appearance, projecting a composed air when you need it most. Embody your royalty and claim your throne. The peacock shows you the keys to your kingdom and that it is up to you to choose how to rule over it. Surround yourself with beautiful things and let yourself be pampered. You deserve it. All right, witches. That's all I've got for you today. Thank you for listening to my lecture. Any books, decks, headlines, sources? I just want you guys to be safe and protected. That's all I want. I want everyone happy and healthy and, you know, I just want what's best for everybody. So thank you for listening to me nag. Nag everybody. All right. I'll talk to you. We have an interview tomorrow. We have an interview. Lily from the House of Ashe is going to be talking with us. Check it out. She's incredible. Okay. Bye.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.